girl never expected that just as she was about to leave work and head home, the sales manager quietly approached her desk, then turned on her computer and entered the password using the numbers recorded in his hand. But just then, the elevator bell suddenly rang. The supervisor immediately closed the monitor, then returned the chair to its original position and left. It turned out that just a moment ago, Vera had just finished working overtime and was ready to go home, but when she went downstairs, she suddenly found that she had left her house keys on the desk. So, she immediately returned to grab the keys, but at that moment, Vera sensed something was wrong. The light from the monitor caught her attention. She found the computer was on. At that moment, she seemed to realize something was off, because just recently, when she was shopping at the mall, she had discovered that the rings in the jewelry store were exactly the same as the ones she had designed. So, she asked the sales assistant to bring one out for a closer inspection, and confirmed that the ring was indeed her own design. At that moment, she realized there was a mole in the company to verify who the mole was. The next day, the girl arrived early at the office and set up a toy monitor next to her desk. After work, the girl made a backup of her design plan in advance, then adjusted the position of the monitor, hoping to catch the person who had stolen the design. Sure enough, after everyone had left, the supervisor quietly came to the girl's desk again, entered the password using the numbers recorded in his hand, successfully unlocked the computer, then stole the girl's design plan. Even worse, after stealing the data, she formatted Vera's computer. But what he didn't expect was that all of this had been recorded by the little panda right in front of him. It turns out that the reason the supervisor did this was because, during an important company meeting a month ago, Vera had mentioned that the new jewelry she had designed sold out in every store on the first day of release. However, when the sales department's report was presented, it showed that only 10 pieces of the new jewelry were sold. This left the girl in disbelief. So, she detailed the situation during the company meeting, explaining to the boss how she had discovered rings in the jewelry store that were exactly the same as her designs. At that moment, the sales department supervisor lost his temper. She thought Vera was deliberately causing trouble and making excuses for her failed product design. So, she directly suggested that the design department take over the marketing plan for the next month. The big boss also shared his opinion, setting a one-month deadline and declaring that the highest profit earner would win. The girl immediately agreed, but the supervisor added a condition. If anyone lost, they would be demoted. That's why the supervisor wanted to steal the design plan. The next day, the girl arrived early at the office, only to find that her computer had been formatted. However, all of this was under the girl's control. Her design plan and data had been successfully backed up the night before. There is also surveillance footage as evidence. Soon, the day of the challenge arrived. The boss immediately announced the results of the challenge. The sales department's sales reached $600,000, far exceeding the design department's $300,000. But just as the supervisor thought he had won, the girl's next move stunned everyone. Want to know what happened next? Follow me. I'll be back soon with the rest of the story.